This is Passport to Texas. Wildfires and droughts are just two of the challenges that confronted Texas this year, changing how people spend time outdoors and even think about the outdoors. But as our state park guy Brian Fraser tells us, good news stories remain.
Texas is so diverse from a destination standpoint, and its people so resilient. We've got places like Martin Dies Junior State Park, which is north of Beaumont, and B.A. Steinhagen is the reservoir there, and it's actually been at and expected to be at full pool level on into the winter. They've just added a bunch of new canoes for canoe rentals. They've got a big event coming up, a cowboy evening there at Martin Dies Junior State Park. It's kind of the edge of the big thicket where it meets the piney woods. It's a beautiful scenery park, and it's worth the trip there for the hiking trails and other aspects of recreation. Martin Dies Junior's got a really good story to tell and is worth the trip, especially if you live over north of Houston in the Beaumont area, out in that way. It's just someplace, if you haven't been in a while, go back and visit. If you've never been, something you definitely ought to check out.
Will do, Brian. Thanks a lot. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas, because there's life to be done. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin. Joel Block engineers our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.